Welcome to another edition of Web Chat with the Mayor. We're here with Pat Sobeski. Pat, the only meeting this month, and it seems to be a little bit of a light one.
It is a light one. I think staff did a job in May and June getting a lot of reports to council, and they probably have many due in September, October. So I think they've decided that maybe they won't be issuing so many reports in July and August. And looking at this July agenda, it appears that there isn't much coming forward.
What do you see as the big issues coming up on Thursday night?
Well, there's a couple interesting ones. Christine Scrimmager, she's the accountant. She's coming forward to provide the financial statements. And as typical, financial statements are financial statements. They say what they are. But the municipalities have to do the books a little bit differently now. So part of the interesting part of the presentation will be, for example, she'll outline that the assets in the city are valued at over $200 million. And so there's valuations as to what the roads are worth and the buildings and all those costs. And so the corporation basically is worth over $200 million. So that's just the different way they do the books now. We also have, as discussed at the planning meeting last night, we have an interesting proposal. And it's out at the Sally Creek subdivision. Back in 2005, there was a proposal to build, I believe it was 28 high-end condominiums with a value of $350,000. So that was back. That was the plan. It was approved by council 2005. 3 years later, it didn't happen, so they allowed that plan just to lapse. And so now here they are 5 years, 6 years later, coming back with a proposal that's to build 20 single-family and 26 semi-detached units in the middle of this block. And so the neighbors are a little bit upset because A, it's not what they expected to see built there. It's a higher density than that was expected. And there's been other things built on that side of Highway 19. So they're expressing concern about 46 units versus 28 units. That means more traffic, more parking congestion. So they came forward to express those views at council. And I imagine a few of those delegations will be appearing as delegations on Thursday night to express their concerns about traffic safety and other things with this proposal.
Now, I understand there's also a couple of grants that could be handed out as well.
Yes, the Grants Committee took a look at a couple grants, and so they're recommending a $5,000 grant to the Agricultural Society, and this money is to be dedicated towards the science programs that are offered during the fall fair. And so they engaged the local universities to bring in university students who put on entertaining science programs. So they're entertaining, but it certainly hopefully captures the children's imagination that science can be fun. And the second one is $17,000 to assist the Rotary Club with their Dragon Boat Festival. And this will be to provide two additional boats for safety purposes. So while you have the Dragon Boat competitors out there, they're also being monitored. There's safety boats. And so this $17,000 will ensure a greater safety out there on Pittock Lake when this event goes on.
Perfect. So stay tuned to those stories and more Thursday night at 7 o'clock, City Hall. Thank you so much, Pat.
You're welcome.